And then, last but one, Drukchom Rinpoche, also an incarnate lama, a tukku, and perhaps the leading authority on the whole Nyingma tradition. Unlike Delgo Kensei, he was very short indeed, with rather feminine features. He'd been married quite a number of times, and he was rather fond of whiskey. And he lived in rather regal style, in a large house with his wife, current wife and family, and was not very easily approachable. Some people said that the current wife kept people away. I don't know about that. Anyway, I managed to approach him, and I received quite a number of initiations from him. So you'll notice I've received by this time initiations from several different lamas, and three of these lamas were in particularly close connection with one another and formed a sort of group. That is Jamyang Khyentse Rinpoche, Cheshire Sangye Dorje, and Drukchen Rinpoche. They had quite a lot of disciples in common. That is to say, disciples who had received one or other initiation from all of them, different initiations from all three of them. So I was told, I think it was by Khyentse Rinpoche, that one day a discussion arose among the disciples of all three of them as to which of the three was the greatest, the most enlightened, the spiritually most developed. So someone was deputed to go and ask Jamyang Khyentse who was the greatest of the three, or whether there was any one of them who was more spiritually developed, more enlightened than the other two. So Jamyang Khyentse heard the question, he nodded, yes. Very interesting. As a matter of fact, he said, out of the three of us, one is definitely more enlightened than the other two. But he said, you people will never know which one it is. So, there's quite a lot in that if you think about it. Drukchen Rinpoche died not so very long ago, and he was still working on his great work, The History and Teachings of the Nyingma School, which is being brought up in two fat volumes by Wisdom Publications. We hope to see it soon. It's been on the stocks now for a couple of years, and many of us have paid our subscriptions in advance. We're still hoping to see it. When it does come out, it'll be a work of permanent value, a work of reference covering all aspects of the Nyingma School teaching, traditions, everything.